Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Washington Studios Artist Cooperative is a community resource we cannot take for granted. People live there, make art, build community, and change the world one art show at a time. The works from within these walls reflect our city, our passion for the arts, the support that we see so critical to our future, our children's future, and community building at its finest. This week's guest, Carla Hamilton, has recently returned to Duluth and jumped at the chance to produce a full-scale show for the in-house gallery. Up through the month at Duluth's Washington Gallery is her show, Euphoric Recall.
My name is Carla Hamilton, and I can't just say I have one medium. It's really diverse, and it's in the moment, so I can't really say I have one medium. It's from wax to cardboard to traditional oil and acrylics. I'm all over the place.
Do you lean toward two-dimensional or three-dimensional?
Both.
You really are.
Yeah.
They call it multimedia.
Yep. Yeah, or mixed media.
Mixed media.
Yep. Like
that's more mixed media. Mm-hmm. Multimedia is more the digital age kind of thing.
I'm not really into that yet, but you never know. I'm constantly changing, so we'll see.
Tell us about what's in the show.
Well, it's kind of shows the last 6 months. I just got back to Minnesota about 6 months ago, and it just kind of shows the transition, and it kind of is a reflection of I have a son, he's 12, how it's been since we got back here. And it's really mixed. It's from traditional oils. What I like doing is I like repurposing things and giving them a new role. So I'll take someone else's discarded items and I will repurpose them and I'll make art out of them. Well, what I consider art. So that's what this show is kind of about. I just really want to introduce myself to the area and a little bit, you know, and my art. And that's about it. I'm happy that I accomplished it. And I expect just to people to look at my art and say, oh, you could do it this way too. Or that's garbage. That's someone's garbage. And look what you've made out of it. So, and just actually have a good time and maybe meet some more fellow artists in the area.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love that. That's garbage. That's garbage.
Yeah, that's garbage. It's you just threw this away. And look, and I think it's very important for me because so many things, I consider myself very European. And to come back and look and be in Duluth as an adult or in the States as an adult and look at it from this angle, I want new and I want this and I want that instead of looking and say, oh, I have this. And I think also we discard people too so quickly. And even though someone took the pain to birth them and here they are, and it's helped me change my perspective on things too. And I appreciate that. That's why I appreciate the show and the process.
I love that because it really is. Repurposing is so much more than rescuing something from the landfill. It really is, giving new meaning to it.
Right. And looking at it different. Flipping it over. Giving it, or just sitting and looking at it and just give it some time. And eventually I find use out of it. Most things. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker, I'll even take glass from a burn barrel and I made this, make sculptures out of them. Or I go to Goodwill and I get canvases and I just flip them over and paint on the other side. So, yeah. And I think that's important for me at this time. And I think in our society, everything is so easily replaced. And it's been really helpful and opened my eyes. And I hope actually my show will open some eyes. That's when I go to a show, I want my eyes to be open and I want to see things from a different perspective. And that's what I want to do. Not that you have to agree with it, but just open my eyes.
You can see Carla's work at the Washington Gallery at 315 North Lake Avenue in Duluth, open Saturdays and Sundays, 1 to 5 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, Liz Peterson, with music by Willie Murphy and support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to kumd.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.